I would have to say Josh Allen, just because I think we've seen him perform better in playoff games against the Chiefs than we've seen Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You go back to that AFC Championship game a couple of seasons ago that was in Baltimore. The Ravens came in rolling. It was their year. They were all set to do it. And they played basically their worst game of the year that day against the Chiefs. Last year in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson goes in there with a team that really hadn't been turning the ball over, and they commit several key turnovers in a loss to Buffalo in the divisional round. Whereas while Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump, we've seen him play some masterful games against the Chiefs and in playoff games.
Dan Graziano of ESPN. Hey, you know what you don't have to hear in the Hall of Fame game? Tired narratives.
You're right about that. I'll give you that.
I'm slowly chipping away at the armor to get him to watch the Hall of Fame game on July 31st. I will report back with an update.
We're getting there.
So what we wanted to do, though, is something that we have fun with, predictions, everything like that. And this is something that I've been indirectly involved with for years, so I'm now kind of taking the mantle from it, but Joe DiBiase and I, we used to do this all the time when it was like two of us with the nightcap or things like that, where we would kind of pick the over-unders for a season. And I figured, well, why not? We're in the dog days. It's a perfect sort of a Saturday show as training camp begins for a team, but it's the last of that true, you know, we got to drag our feet a little bit here. So now, in we already did the movie talk yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
That was
a
lot of fun.
Extra Point Show. A lot of you got involved heavy on that. It was great. Mm-hmm. So thank you to all the calls and responses yesterday. So we're like, okay, we burned through that one, so we can't do that. But we've got this here, the over-unders, making predictions of how, on a broad scope, a season is going to go for teams. So with that said, we cannot make any predictions on the NFL without NFL music.
None.
Like, that'd be blasphemous, even, to do that.
That'd be like...
It's like...
The Hall of Fame game.
This is the music of the... You get ready for the Hall of Fame game, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. The Hall of Fame game is not blasphemous. Stop it. What is blasphemous, potentially, is the season of the New York Giants.
I would agree. But also,
they kind of have a generous... So, these over-unders are from BetMGM. The flat line of the over-unders, because if you go on any of the websites, you can kind of bet on different tiers of them.
Yeah, I already have a bet going, I told you last week, of these, but just at my own discretion of like how... Like, you can go through the range of
But the Hall of Fame game is sacrilege, okay.
Yeah. Not a degenerate, I swear. Back to that.
This is my degeneracy. But the Giants, they're over-under with a different quarterback room, a much more improved quarterback room, 1-3. Giants, 5.5 wins.
I'm looking at their schedule. The first few games are absolutely vile. The Saints are a reprieve in there, but you've got the Commanders, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Saints, and the Eagles to start things out. And you have the Eagles twice in 3 weeks after that.
Hey, get the ugly part out of the way.
I guess so, because then you have the 49ers. I mean, it really actually doesn't open up. Their opening line before we got to this point, after pre-draft, was 3.5 games. I would have felt a lot more comfortable about them winning 4 games. Winning 6 games if you pick the over, I'm not really feeling that. As much as I trust Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers, their schedule is not a piece of cake for them.
It's not a piece of cake. It's very difficult. But also, I do look at it as this. 1-3 on their depth chart right now is better than QB1 last year.
Absolutely. I agree with you. One of them will be playing for the Saints, though, playing against them. And Tommy DeVito will be quarterback 3 for them.
But if Tommy DeVito's quarterback 3, that means that quarterback 3 is quarterback 2 last year.
Right.
Which is already a step up.
And has had to start multiple games for you.
Yes.
At different points.
He will not have to unless there's a litany of injuries here. I am very cautiously going to take the over here. I think that 6 is a great... This is a great over-under line of 5.5.
It's perfect for their schedule and their team.
But I could see them getting to 6 wins this year.
I could too. I was confident for them to get to four, so why wouldn't I say six? So I'm going to go that way, because if the line was 3.5, I'd hammer the over.
Yeah.
So you under then?
I'm over.
Oh, you're over too?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
As much as I think it might be a stretch, that's what gambling is, right?
Yeah.
So I do think they could win six games.
Now, that said, when you have an overperformance of somebody, you have to have underperformance from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going to go ahead and say that. Dallas, oh, you are not back, Cowboys. I feel like it is a team that is in tumultuous waters, oftentimes thanks to their owner. I'm going to go ahead and take the under 7.5 on the Dallas Cowboys. They are more talented, but 7 wins is also under.
Yeah, and I'm just looking, again, I'm kind of just looking through all of their schedules. They start out, I mean, they have the Giants in week 2. That'll be a win.
Will it?
Maybe. I mean, the Giants get to 6. They might have to split with them at that point, so who knows? I think they, just looking, the Jets, they play the Panthers. I don't think I see 7 wins on this schedule. Chiefs, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders. The only 2 wins might come from the Giants and the Jets. And the Giants twice. So that might be 3. I'm going under on the Cowboys. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Because I'm not comfortable. It's 8 games they have to win.
Even a 7-10 record. Something fell over.
A capped water bottle fell. We're good.
Okay, that's
but right. I'm not comfortable at 8 wins for that team whatsoever. Even though you do now have George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I think they'll get theirs. But I do think the team is flawed still.
I do think, of course, this could backfire in like both of those teams that we just mentioned, the Cowboys and the Giants. It's very easy.
They could flip.
To flip these. These two might be a lot easier. Commanders, 9.5.
Over.
Yes.
The Jaden Daniels, that team, they were flirting with a championship last year. I think year 2 for him, it's only going to go up from here.
It's a strong roster, though, too, overall. That's the other part of it.
Absolutely. And I really like the way they run things over there. They've really moved on from the, I forget his name. Dan Snyder ownership and Sam Hartman. Sam Howell. What was his name?
Oh, Sam Howell at quarterback.
Sam Howell at quarterback. They really moved on from him really well. They built that team around Jaden Daniels. And I think they're 10-plus easily wins. They're going to give the Eagles a run for their money at the top of that division.
Speaking of the Eagles, 11.5.
If they're going to go back to the NFC Championship, I think it has to be over 11.5. It's a conversation we have with the Bills and Chiefs. If you want the one seed, it's got to be over that. I would say over for the Eagles. I do think the Commanders are going to give them a run for their money. They might be more even than you think. I think they could win 12 games, though, the Eagles, easily. And especially in the NFC, lacking a little power compared to the AFC and the entire conference, I think they could get by.
I think Philadelphia wins the division still.
Mm-hmm. You think it's 11 wins?
But I think under is going to happen here.
Okay.
I think that the 11.5 is tough for a team that went through a lot of roster churn.
They did.
And that's the Super Bowl tax. You have to pay it. They did lose a couple of key contributors. 11 wins is still likely to win a division,
mm-hmm.
but it also loses you the bet if you pick over.
Oh, yeah.
So I am picking the under on the Eagles, though I don't love it. It's also because when there's action on one side, there has to be suffering on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going with this.
They do have a schedule where it could vary. I mean, they play the Commanders towards the end of the season twice in 3 games. It's Commanders, Bills, Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough end of season run for them.
It could be also one where they're comfortable in seeding already.
Yeah, and that last game, like the Bills and Patriots last year, the Joe Milton game, they might not be playing their starters. So it might be they're at 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
That win 12, they kind of let slip because they're just going to be in their spot. So.
Or they're at 10 wins, and they have to win one against the Commanders to secure the division,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be against the Commanders. It's not the Bills game, for example.
Like, no.
But
that's going to be an interesting end of season for both of those teams because they could be playing each other for the top spot in that division.
They could have 11 wins by week 18 and be set in their spot.
Yeah.
So that's the other part of it. All right, moving to the NFC North. Lions, 10.5. We're going to start from the top to the bottom this time. I have the Lions at over.
I'm a little nervous.
They're consistent. They're talented. Their roster is strong. Last year, they won 14 games. Was it 14 or 15?
I don't know.
Hang on. I gotta remember that one because that was
It was 15-2. They were with the Chiefs.
They won 15 games mm-hmm. with half of their defense out.
Yeah. But
give me the over. I'm not worried about coordinators when talent is talent.
I understand, but also use of talent is huge, because I look at the Bills as an example here. And coordinators do play a big part in that. James Cook with Ken Dorsey was not James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Brady comes in. Look at what happens to James Cook. Now he's trying to get that bag, which he deserves. I will say that. Might not be from the Bills, but I think loss of a coordinator, and I'm not saying Dan Campbell's incapable. I don't think he's incapable. I think they're going to flirt right around. I think this is a perfect line for them. I'd say over, because I think they do maybe win 11 games, especially at that point, but it's a regression from last season still. So I think 10.5 is a good line for them.
That's the thing. It's like it's still a massive regression if they win 11 games. It's a 4-game drop-off, scarily enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it still gets you there.
Yeah.
So Vikings, second in the division last year, not second in terms of over-under on projections this time. That's the Packers at 9.5.
Yeah. The Packers at 9.5. I think under.
Okay.
I like Jordan Love. I like the Packers. But that division, I think, is going to be between the Lions and Vikings. Even the Lions at 11 wins or whatever. I think it is going to be against them. And that's looking at the Packers' schedule right now, just glossing over this. They play the Lions to open it up. That's the Thursday night football game. Commanders, Packers, Browns, that's a win. So I'm just looking now. I don't think they do it. I think they go under. I really do. Because they have to play the Vikings, Eagles, Bears, Ravens. I think they're under. I do.
All right, we got to keep things rolling along here. Vikings, 8.5. I've got the over on the Packers, though. I think they're a comfortable 10-11 win team almost always. They're good enough for that. Vikings, 8.5. I'm taking the under here. I do think there's going to be a massive regression from the Vikings from what was severe punching above their weight class last year. And I think that a rookie in J.J. McCarthy coming back from a knee injury, there's going to be a pretty steep learning curve here.
I agree. I'm still thinking they win 9 games because they won 14 last year. So that is a steep drop-off in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connell, though, the head coach.
He is a good coach.
He is a very good coach. He's a former quarterback, so if anybody can get J.J. McCarthy ready to go, look at what he did with Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
He restocked his value 100%. So if anyone can get J.J. McCarthy ready to go with Justin Jefferson and the core they have there, it's him.
Actually, I'm going to change that.
I'm going
you
over.
You sold me. I'm going back to over.
I'm going over 8.5.
Yeah,
even
O'Connell's
if it's 9 wins,
coach.
I think 9 wins will do it. Absolutely.
All right, Bears at 8.5. Are you going to do the same thing you did last year?
They have more cause to do that, though. With Ben Johnson now behind the helm, you think he can utilize Caleb Williams a little better, really get the offensive brain of that team working better. Over
8.5.
8.5? Yeah, I think they do.
Somebody has to suffer when you pick overs on 3 different teams.
I know. I had the Packers
You have
down.
The Packers there. I'm having the Bears there. I'm taking the under. I don't think Caleb Williams has it.
Okay.
And they're going to
He might not. That. We didn't see anything splashy from him really last year. I mean, he was fine, but you haven't seen you haven't seen enough. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does.
We haven't seen enough, but what we do need to do is go to break. We'll hit up the NFC South and the NFC West coming up next year. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. This is Sports Talk Saturday.